One of the most effective ways to sanctify and save your soul is by praying the rosary every day. St. Louis de Montfort said, "If you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers do who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as a devil, sooner or later you will be converted and you will amend your life and save your soul, if, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins." If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Big Gator. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available both as an ebook and paperback on Amazon. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it's unapologetically Catholic. You can get your copy by clicking the link in the description, and after you've read it, please leave an honest review on Amazon. We are not saved by faith alone. It's not all about believing in Jesus and feeling warm and gushy about God. That is a false doctrine based on the misapplication of a select few Bible verses while ignoring a plethora of others that explicitly deny it. That's not to say faith isn't necessary. It is. But what you do is important as well. Philippians 2:12 tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. If you pray the rosary every day faithfully for the purpose of knowing the truth and receiving contrition and pardon for your sins, you're not going to go to hell, as St. Louis de Montfort says, because it changes you. Start praying the rosary every day for that purpose. Look back after a year, and you're going to see that your attitude has changed, your beliefs have changed, and yes, your actions, habits, etc. have changed. If you're serious about saving your soul, pray the rosary every day devoutly for the rest of your life. And here's the good news. The rest of your life starts now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've done in life. I don't care if you have no intentions of changing anything in your life, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're a thief or a murderer or part of the rainbow crowd and have no intention of changing it. If you start right now praying the rosary every day for the intention of knowing the truth and receiving contrition and pardon for your sins, you have the Mother of God advocating with her Son for your salvation, and He does not refuse her. I don't care if you have a terminal illness and die tomorrow. If you start today with the intention of doing it for the rest of your life, you're good. It's never too late to start this. If you're breathing, it's not too late. If the doctors have told you that you have a month to live, doctors don't decide when you die. God does. If you're scheduled to die tomorrow and go to hell, but you start this today, God might just say, "Well, I can't have that. I guess He's going to have to live a little bit longer so He can prove Himself, prove that He's devoted to this." In the Gospel of John, we read that Jesus, along with His disciples and His mother, attended a wedding at Cana. During the festivities, the host ran out of wine. They approached the Virgin Mary about this problem, who then went to her son. Jesus said to the Virgin Mary, What is this to me and thee? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Jesus then turned water into wine. This shows the power of Mary's intercession. She went to Jesus about a seemingly trivial concern. There's no more wine. Jesus answered essentially, Why do we care about this? Not, What do I have to do with you? Which is an erroneous translation in many Bibles. The point is, Jesus didn't really care, but he did it anyway because his mother asked. We too can ask the Mother of God to take our concerns to her Son, and as we see in Scripture, Jesus is more likely to act if she asks than if we do. Nobody has a closer relationship with Jesus than Mary, and asking Mary to pray for you is no different than asking any other Christian to pray for you. So if you're going to ask other Christians to pray for you, you might as well ask the Mother of God to do so. But how? How do we ask the Virgin Mary to pray for us? By praying the Rosary. If you don't know how to pray the Rosary and would like to learn, I will be uploading an instructional video on how to pray the Rosary soon. But if getting the Mother of God involved in your prayer life, giving your intentions a better chance at being answered, wasn't motivation enough, here are 15 more reasons to pray the Rosary. The Rosary was given to St. Dominic by the Virgin Mary herself, and according to Blessed Alain de la Roche, she also gave him 15 promises to those who pray the Rosary devoutly, or every day. They are, 1. To all those who shall recite my Rosary devoutly, I promise my special protection and very great graces. 2. Those who shall persevere in the recitation of my Rosary shall receive signal graces. 3. The Rosary shall be a very powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, deliver from sin, and dispel heresy. 4. The Rosary will make virtue and good works flourish. It will obtain for souls the most abundant divine mercies. It will draw the hearts of men from the love of the world to the love of God, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. How many souls shall sanctify themselves by this means? 5. Those who trust themselves to me through the Rosary shall not perish. 6. Those who shall recite my Rosary devoutly, meditating on its mysteries, shall not be overwhelmed by misfortune. The sinner shall be converted, the just shall grow in grace, and become worthy of eternal life. 7. Those truly devoted to my Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. 8. Those who faithfully recite my Rosary shall find during their life and at the hour of their death the light of God, the fullness of His graces, and shall share in the merits of the blessed. 9. I shall deliver very promptly from purgatory the souls devoted to my Rosary. 10. The children of my Rosary shall enjoy great glory in heaven. 11. What you ask through my Rosary, you shall obtain. 12. Those who propagate my Rosary will be aided by me in all their necessities. 13. I have obtained from my Son that all the members of the Rosary confraternity shall have as their intercessors in life and in death the entire celestial court. 14. Those who recite my Rosary faithfully are all my beloved children, the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. 15. Devotion to my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. Most people go to hell when they die, including many Christians who are expecting to be saved or believe they've already obtained salvation. It's not just mass murderers and people who do really bad things that are damned. The average person who lives a normal life and basically keeps to themselves will probably go to hell. Scripture and tradition are clear. Those who will be saved are few. But we have these promises from God, not just from the Virgin Mary. She has obtained this from God. A promise of salvation to those who consistently and devoutly pray the Rosary. And it's never too late to start. Until my next video, God bless.